The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome aboard to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission each week, can I start over?
Just start all over.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right toolbox to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you're thinking about opening a business, you own a small business, you're an entrepreneur, or you own a car dealership, we are here to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising, and today's topic, how to size up the competition. The Sport of Winning wants to coach you to success. And our whole philosophy is we've done a lot of beta testing within our own business, and we really enjoy sharing ideas, concepts, websites, resources of things that have worked for us. And we're downloading it through our Blog Talk Radio show called The Sport of Winning. If you have any comments or questions or you'd like to be a guest on our program, you can reach us at 888-996-9697 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. So what is Video Broadcast Services? We are an exclusive online marketing firm. One of our tools for success to drive qualified traffic to your business and website, the power of video. But enough about us. The program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here in another, great show and a great opportunity that we have to, you know, kind of share a lot of the things that we've encountered, a lot of what we found that works, that hasn't worked, and really share, sharing some of the challenges that we've experienced in business and also some of the successes that we've experienced and really, give this information freely and help others around that are listening. And, like we've always said, all ships rise together. And, our main goal with this show is to make sure that everyone rises together and that we're all successful in putting our best feet forward, per se, and really moving this economy along.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's all about. It's, really being able to really understand, the nuances of business and how to really kind of decipher, what works and what doesn't work, having the ability to change up what you're doing, recognize when something's working and capitalizing more on that, and knowing when to kind of walk away when something isn't working in terms of whether it's advertising, whether it's a development of your product, your product needs retweaking, a multitude of things. There's so many different things that just yesterday I was in a meeting with a client, and one of the things that kind of jumped out with me was I really just felt the need to want to fix a couple of things that really had nothing to do with what we offer, which is, the SEO, the video SEO, the content, digital, social media, and video marketing that we provide for our clients. There were so many other things that I wanted to point out to that client of stuff that I just know would be so beneficial to his practice. But, obviously I didn't get into that. I will probably at some point point out a few things. Because we really are, even though our services are that we provide video marketing and all of that, we're really about the whole entire package. You know, we want to help you tie that bow, so to speak, and make it a complete package in terms of what we offer. And, you know, so like for today's topic, one of the things that I think is kind of important to talk about is competition. And, you know, my philosophy, Kyle, has always been competition is good for your business. I think it accomplishes a couple of things. What's your take?
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, being able, like you said earlier, being able to look at situations, scenarios, and being able to adjust and change, because that's one of the things that, you know, I think we've talked about this, and holds a lot of businesses back is, you know, we've talked about websites in past shows and people not updating their websites and really being resistant to change. And especially in an online world and an online marketplace, and with as many updates as Google's coming out with, and as many, you know, even as a society and people and consumers, the things that we want change. So businesses really have to be able to adjust and change quickly, and even before, you know, being able to, you know, gauge what's going on, so that they can, you know, perceive the changes before they occur and get set up for that, so that they're ahead of the curve before the changes even happen. I mean, it's important to maintain your business ahead of the curve, and to be very, you know, to be flexible and willing to change and do things differently sometimes.
Yeah, and I always just think, you know, in terms of, you know, competition being really good for your business, I think that it's great to you know what the competition is offering and what their price points are, but also I think it keeps you on your toes in terms of keeping your product line and your customer service and everything that goes into running your business. It kind of keeps you on your toes and keeps you in top-notch shape to continue. I think when you get overtaken by the competition, what it tells me is that you're falling behind. Now, I had an interesting conversation with a client yesterday where he was kind of comparing our services with another company, and it was really remarkable that his perception, I mean, it was completely, you know, apples and oranges, or as I like to point out, Chevy versus a Ferrari. You know, we really do have the Ferrari of video marketing in our arsenal, and this particular company really still has not grasped the full effect of video marketing. And so, you know, in trying to explain that, you know, I think I was finally able to, you know, point out to the client that it was just completely, you know, apples and oranges. And, you know, we don't, for me, the competition is not something I pine over, because I really, I know the level of work and skill that goes into what we do. And so I know that based off current trends and current work environments, I know that most, and I'll even say if not all companies, would not go to the level that we go to. So, you know, sizing up what they do is great because, it kind of keeps me focused on the fact that we really are, you know, miles ahead of what we're doing, where, you know, video still is in its infancy in terms of what it's going to mean in a couple of years. And I always say it's just an embryo at this point. And, you know, once it the birth of video marketing really makes its debut, then you're going to just kind of see all heck break loose on the Internet. And, you know, right now it's kind of cool because we have our clients so well positioned that they're already, you know, thousands of miles ahead of the competition. But it's always good to take a look at what your competition's doing. It's always good to figure out how you can improve your product and improve your customer service and whatnot. But I also think you have to keep it in perspective. If you spend so much time worrying about competition, you know, have faith, not fear. You know, really put your faith in your product, in your service, in your customer service, in your ability to deliver for your clients, and you'll retain them. And that's really what it comes down to. But, I mean, I can understand why some people really get worked up over it. That's just not a strategy that neither of us, Kyle, has ever subscribed to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't maintain a good, positive, working focus on your own business when, you know, if you're constantly looking at everyone else's. And what we've talked about in the past, you know, as you said earlier, we are the Ferrari of video marketing, and we did not become that by trying to mimic or mirror what other companies are doing. And so you really have to, you know, branch out and break away from what your competition is doing. We, you know, like we always say, we want to offer something that is unique, that exceeds our clients' expectations, and that is always evolving and changing as the, you know, as the internet changes. And we can't do that if we're always looking at what everyone else is doing, because, you know, the most of what we see and what we talked about earlier is that people are resistant to change. And so if we were always looking at other people and kind of, you know, trying to mirror them, or other companies and mirroring them, we would also be resistant to change with them, and we would be staying behind. And so it's really important, you know, that that you put the majority of your focus on your own business and really look at how you can keep your product and service cutting edge.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things that, again, it's great because you can kind of learn from your competition if you're integrating anything new into their product line or to their service. If they're expanding, you can kind of look at what they're doing for marketing. I think it's healthy to figure out, to stay on top of it, but it really, you know, does not do you an ounce of good to put more energy into what your competition's doing as opposed to what, you know, you're doing. It just makes no sense at all. Kyle, what are some of the strategies that people could use to kind of size up their competition, like in terms of, you know, what should be their benchmark, or how should they gather their information, if you will?
Well, I guess, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that will allow you to look at your competition's web traffic and web analytics and kind of see what they're doing. And, in a sense, being able to spy on them online and see what they're doing. And secondly, I mean, you can look at, it's easy to look at what people are offering and their products and services. And that's what we've always talked about. If you have a competitor that is offering a product and service that is less expensive than what you're offering, the knee jerk reaction of let me cut costs is not always the best thing to do. It's always, if you're offering a superior product and service, you can demand a higher price and should expect a higher price because you're offering a better service. It's a lot like it was interesting. I saw a documentary on What Made the 80s. It was called What Made the 80s, and they were talking about Calvin Klein underwear. And a simple advertising, underwear used to be, advertised as something that was kind of old school. Your mom picked it out. You had Fruit of the Looms and things like that, just kind of silly. And it was, 99 cents for a pair of underwear. And Calvin Klein came out and put sexy on underwear with, the big billboards of the models wearing underwear. And they were selling the exact same. I mean, nothing was different except for the branding, selling the exact same pair of underwear for $5. Just had their name on it. And so, if you're creating something that, that is a better product, a better service, I mean, always demand what your time is worth.
Well, that's interesting. We went from sizing up your competition to underwear. I'm not quite sure what the next message is in that, but we'll let it go. We'll take it. No, it's true. It is very, very true. I mean, I think it's, you can kind of monitor your competition via social media, through their advertising and whatnot. And in fact, I think it goes on more than I would even care to admit, but, and not in terms of our business, but what, from talking to clients in terms of what they do, like they seem to know exactly what their competition is doing. And again, I think it's healthy to an extent, but I think what you really have to do is allow that to be the motivator to ensure that you keep up with your social media, that you, keep up with your marketing, your advertising, keeping everything fresh and relevant, making sure that your website is up to date, making sure that your customer service is supreme, making sure that you're growing your business and increasing your sales. It's pretty easy, when you boil it down and you compartmentalize everything in terms of what you need to do. But by all means, certainly don't let it be something that completely consumes you, because I have met with clients before that have really been so focused on what their competition's doing that they're failing to realize that they have to kind of focus on what they need to do. And that can kind of get you into a little bit of trouble. So just one of those things you just have to be mindful of, but not controlled by it. So anything else before we go, Kyle?
No, it's all really good information and, good, kind of a good gospel to live by, what we've been talking about on focusing on your business, obviously being aware of what's going on around you, but putting the focus of your energy on your own business.
Exactly. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus of Video Broadcast Services. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, please give us a call at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a good day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.